Hey everyone. Welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm Alex, and today we've got a pretty hot topic lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the big question, is AI art cheating? Right? It's something that's been swirling around in the creative community, especially as more artists and designers start using AI tools. It's like a debate that just won't quit. I know. And I can see why. I mean, if you can type a prompt and get a masterpiece in seconds, it feels like you're skipping the hard work, doesn't it? Exactly. But it really comes down to intent and transparency. If you're claiming you painted every brush stroke by hand when you actually hit generate, then yeah, that's definitely cheating. Oh, wow. That's a good point. It's like you're pretending to do something you didn't actually do. Right? It's like charging someone for a full car repair when all you did was change the oil. But if you're using AI to brainstorm or speed up your workflow, that's just being efficient. So you think the younger crowd is more on board with AI art? For sure. A study showed that about 59% of 18 to 24-year-olds use generative AI tools weekly. They see it as a standard part of their creative toolbox. They're not worrying if the wrench is cheating the screwdriver. They're just getting the job done. That's so interesting. But what about the ethics behind it? I mean, where does the whole cheating argument come from? Great question. The discomfort actually stems from how these AI models are trained. Most of them were fed billions of images scraped from the internet, often without consent from the original artists. Yikes, that sounds problematic. So it's like the tool might be cheating the original creators out of credit or compensation.
Exactly.
Recent research shows that automated design solutions have cut graphic expenses by about 20%. That might be good for businesses, but it can be tough on the graphic designers who lose work because I can see how that would create a lot of tension in the industry. Yeah, and this is where professionals need to be cautious. While it's common for marketing teams to use AI tools, around 92% are now incorporating it, it's crucial to vet where the data comes from. So if you take an AI-generated image and edit it in something like Illustrator, does that still count as cheating? Not at all. If you're generating an image, tweaking it, changing colors, and combining it with typography, that's design. So it's really about how you use the tool, right? Exactly. The AI can create a base image, but you're the one making the creative decisions. I mean, the raw AI output can be pretty rough. Think six fingers or weird text. If you just throw that out there, you're definitely skipping quality control. That's hilarious, but it makes sense using those. AI mess-ups take skill too. Absolutely. And to avoid that cheating label, here are some practical steps. First, be transparent about your process. If a client asks, "Did you draw this?" just be honest about using AI for the base. That's a solid approach. What's another tip? Avoid using artists' names in your prompts. Sure, it might be legal, but ethically, it feels slimy to use a living artist's name to generate competing work. Instead, try using descriptive phrases like dramatic lighting or cyberpunk aesthetic. I love that. It shifts the focus from other artists to your unique concept. Right. And remember, the value of art isn't just in the execution, but in the concept behind it. AI can't come up with creative marketing angles or catchy thumbnail idea on its own. It needs your direction. So if you're just spitting out low-quality art, you're going to get filtered out eventually, right? Exactly. Now let's talk about money. Is it cheating to use a $30 a month subscription instead of hiring an artist for $300? That's a tough one. It feels unfair to artists, but for new creators, that $300 might not be an option. Right. AI can democratize access to a good enough level of art. For quick blog images, many people wouldn't hire an illustrator anyway. They'd grab stock photos instead. So in that sense, AI is mainly competing with stock photo sites. But for more significant work like branding, hiring a human artist is still the way to go. Right? Absolutely. A human artist can iterate and respond to feedback in a way AI can't replicate. Wow, this conversation has been so enlightening. Glad to hear that. It's a complex topic, and as AI continues to evolve, these discussions will be crucial. So to wrap it up, being transparent, respecting original artists, and using AI as a tool rather than a crutch are key takeaways. Exactly. And remember, it's all about how you choose to use the technology. Thanks for joining us today. That's a wrap for this episode of Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.